Good morning. We're continuing Chayodah Mekhlal Amadala Simon Vob. I just want to add on one more point from yesterday. We were talking about the do we compare the halachas of Te'ima to the halachas of Sukkah? So really there is one element where we could argue that it's not necessarily comparable. But Sukkah, the Mitzvah Torah is a halach of Dira. The reason why a snack is mutter is not a din d'rabbanan, it's not at the Raisa level. The Chazal were able to understand that the Mitzvah is to live in the Sukkah the way you're living in your house. So the same way in a person's house, a person sometimes, his meals he takes at home, in a established setting, and a person takes a snack outside, so therefore the sukkah as well. So that's going to be totally in each generation what their meal is and what their snack is, and that's what the Shari Tshuva is talking about in the Hilchos Sukkah. And even that the Mishaber doesn't quote. But over here, this was a tekana. Chazal made a tekana. Yes. So what about the question is, nowadays things have changed. So does the tekana of Chazal apply? We have a general rule. Chazal made a tekana. They made a tekana. They made it very specific. So if they said meals, so, and then go each generation should figure out what a meal is, fine, that was the tekana. But if the tekana was a meal, which Chazal saw as a meal, and they specifically made the tekana refer to washing, even if nowadays the chashash should be different, we cannot introduce a new iser based on our own thought process just because we think nowadays it should be different. So that would be a difference between the issues of comparing sukkah to the lochas over here. Okay, we were talking about the issue of if a person started, what are the halachas? So the Chayyim says, Vim Hisko, if a person started a meal, so Sarach Lahavsik, he has to interrupt. So what does he do? Vikr Kriyashma Balebrochas. So we mentioned yesterday, for Mitzvah the Raisa, he has to stop. If he started the Isra, he must interrupt. So Kriyashma is the Raisa, so he says Kriyashma. What about Birkus Kriyashma and Marav, which is Drabanan? He'll do that after the meal. V'yikra kriyashma b'lai brachas. The dafka the kriyashma shumina tarot tzarech lahafsik. For kriyashma, which is the raisa, he has to interrupt the meal. Avala brachas v'chein l'tvila shuhi min rabbana. Birkus kriyashma and shmur esrei of marav is a din rabbana. And tzarech lahafsik. So even though he started b'isr, chazar would not makayiv him to be mafsik. Well, achar shakar mesudosai. And then after he finishes the meal, Kara Kriyashma Ubirkosel Mispalo. So he will daven Ma'ariv, including Kriyashma, because even in the case where he already was Yotze Kriyashma, so he still says Kriyashma in Ma'ariv. Now, comes the Chayyim and says, but this is only if you started already. So Vadavkash Kvar Hiskal Lecho. Enter lahafsik the tefila. This halacha that for the drabonans you do not need to interrupt is only because you started already. But if he did not start yet, even though he washed his hands already, he has to stop unless he made the bracha yet. If he already made the bracha, so then. We have a problem. Once he washed, he can't interrupt the Godava Marav. That's a Hesach Hadas. And the bracha that he made on the washing will be a bracha Levatolo. Therefore, Yerachal Hamoitzi V'yavsik. So he says Hamoitzi, he eats something, and then he stops and he goes and davens Marav. Just because he ate the moitzi, it's not called he started the meal to then have the heter of that you don't have to that you continue the meal. Okay, now how much does he have to eat? The Mishnah Berurah says he should eat a kazayas. This way, now the lachas of a moitzi is the chiyuv of a moitzi. You say in any amount that you eat. Washing your hands with a bracha requires that you eat a meal. How much? We'll see when we get to Hilchos Tzedayim. Preferably a person should eat a kebeya. The chiyuv for Tzedayim is a kebeya because in Hilchos Tumah, one of the reasons why we wash our hands is connected to the halachas of Tumah. And in the halachas of Tumah, a kebeya is a significant amount and it plays a role in the halachas of Hilchos Tumah, kebeya by Tumah Zarechlub. The grower holds you make a that you have to wash for a kazayas, and even a kazayas, and therefore, according to the grower, you make a bracha even washing for a kazayas. Mishnah Berurah actually holds the person washes the tilsudayim,
for the amount of bread between a kazayas and a kebeya, he has to wash, but he should not make a bracha because of this machlokes. But over here, you're going to eat more later on, but at least the kviyas of the meal should be nikva that you ate a kazayas, according to the, we'll see later on that the Nedeb Yehuda says, that a person has to eat a kazayas at the beginning of the meal, and this way everything else in the meal is considered tuffel to that kazayas. And if he doesn't do that, then the foods which come afterwards will be chayv and a bracha. For another point, the person has to eat a kazayas b'teichilas pras sometime during the meal to be able to bench. So if a person eats a little bit of bread here, a little bit of bread there, he adds up to many kazayasim, but it was over a long period of time, so there would be a question in regards to the benching. So Mishnah Berurah says it's kazayit to follow the night of Yehuda. This way you know for sure at the beginning of the meal, you had a kazayit, but they had this pras. So that's a general issue in regards to meals in general. So over here, Mishnah Berurah says that because of these other considerations, we want you to eat kazayit right away. Now, it's interesting that he holds that if a person washes his hands, but he hasn't said hamoitzi, that's not considered haskola. We see in other areas of halacha that this is different, we do consider that a haskola. So by Marab, we're more machmer, and maybe we'll clarify that point in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.